It's our pleasure to welcome to the show artist Gus Moraes. He's here to talk about a brand new interactive search and find book. We'll talk about it in a minute, but it celebrates Taylor Swift's iconic career so far. It's called Taylor Swift Unofficial Search and Find Biographies. This is available for pre-order, and it will be available on October 7th. Gus, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about what a search and find biography is, please.
Hello, Rick. I'm very happy to talk to you and bring more information about this new book I have just drawn. And, well, at first, I must say it is a visual biography, okay? But it's drawn in search and find style. The search and find style is a style that I've been drawing for almost 15 years, and people may know it better by, you know, the classic books from Martin Hanford, like Where is Waldo, right? So my approach to search and find is, you know, draw lots of people, lots of pop culture references, but here, in this case, I'm focusing in Taylor Swift, main life events, and, you know, lots of references to her song lyrics and to her different eras. And, well, the places she lived, there is a lot of stuff about Taylor Swift and everything that is around, you know, her lore and the things that she created. So I think this is these words are the best way to define this book I've just created, and that will be published very soon.
So if you could, because we know, like, Swifties here in America and how much the people were paying for tickets, it was getting out of control. What is her popularity like overseas in places like that you know well, like Brazil and Spain?
Sorry, Rick, I just wanted to understand more. If you wanted to know how popular she is in Brazil and Spain, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So, well, I am a Brazilian, right? I lived in Brazil for 40 years, and I've been living in Spain for 2 years. What I must say is, well, in Brazil, Taylor Swift has lots of fans, and they are, like, crazy about her. In the Eras Tour concert in Brazil, the fans actually made a huge homage to her, like, laying a screening of different messages over the big Christ statue in Rio de Janeiro. So this was something that, you know, the fans made to impress and to welcome Taylor. This shows a bit how they love her. And, well, here in Spain, I've been only for a few years here, but I was able to, you know, see all the press coverage and people getting crazy about getting her the tickets for her concert in Madrid, well, I live in Madrid, so I was able to see, like, this movement around her because of the concert. So I must say she's very popular in both countries.
So I'm just interested, as a Brazilian who lives in Spain, do they, especially a Madrileño, do they make you support Real or Atleti, or do you say, no, I'm staying loyal to Boca Juniors or River Plate? How does that all work with football?
Oh, well, I must say to you that I was never really a football guy. You know, my father was a huge fan of a soccer team, which is called São Paulo. And São Paulo is actually the city I've lived in Brazil for many years. Mm-hmm. I must say that if I had to choose, a team that I will be like, you know, oh, I want this one to win, I would keep true to what my father just teach me, because, you know, I was able to see in two years, I remember I was a kid, I was able to see two final World Cups. I think it was called Toyota Cups, if I remember it well. And São Paulo had a great team, and they won, like, this two World Championships, so this is very strong in my imagination. But I'll tell you, here in Spain, people are just crazy about soccer, as they are in Brazil, you know. So I see my kid, which is an 8 years old kid, kind of all his friends, and he also already are like, hey, we like Real Madrid, and And well, that's it. If you live in Madrid, usually you will be like following all the Real Madrid games. But me, by myself, I'm not very a guy who, you know, keeps following everything about soccer. But I have very good memories from the time that I was watching all these games with my father.
No doubt. And Sao Paulo as a city, I mean, I think a lot of people don't know, it looks like New York, the skyscrapers. I mean, it is a massive, yeah, massive place. So I'm just thinking off the top of my head, some of the great guys from Sao Paulo before they went to Europe, guys like Cafu, I think he was a Sao Paulo guy, and Danino.
Yeah. Dude, this team was the greatest, you know. We had like Cafu, we had like Miller, we had so many guys. We had Katip also. It was Hai also, yeah, which was, you know, a great player. So they were kind of all of the same kind of a dream team, you know. I had big memories from this team, like having posters. I remember also, for example, I had the husband of my sister. He worked close to some soccer teams. I think he sold some medications to them, you know, for the teams and all this stuff. And he was able to get for me, for example, the marriage invitation from one of São Paulo players. And for me, it was like, whoa, this is, you know, very special. So, yes, and yeah, you are right about the city. São Paulo is a huge city, lots of people, very chaotic. I love São Paulo, you know. Madrid is big too, but way smaller than São Paulo. It's calmer. I love Madrid a lot. But yes, São Paulo is like this, and I think maybe my, you know, this thing of being obsessive about drawing lots of people and lots of skyscrapers and detailed cities and buildings, this comes a bit from my experience living in São Paulo.
You're kind of like Kaká, because he started at São Paulo and then he went to Real Madrid.
Yeah, Kaká also, yeah. you know all the great players from São Paulo. Yeah, I love them, and yes, I feel it very well, because, you know, living in Madrid for some time, we start missing sometimes this kind of conversation about things that are part of our culture, you know. And yes, great players from Brazil, from São Paulo, they some time of their career, they end up playing here in, you know, in Spain, Portugal, France. So it's also very cool to see, you know, kids and teenagers and adults here in Spain walking with the wearing the t-shirts with the name of Brazilian players, because I feel like, oh yeah, these guys are great, and they came from where I came. So it's so cool.
Very good. All right, so Taylor Swift, unofficial search and find biography. It's unofficial. So have you heard from her people? Do they say, we love this, we hate it, or you've heard nothing? I mean, what's that like when it's quote-unquote?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, no, we haven't heard from them. Okay. It's unofficial, but it was made with, you know, lots of passion and lots of respect. I'll tell you a bit about my, you know, my research process. I went so deep into this research process that, you know, I've read like other biographies about her. I've read old, very old, you know, printed newspapers that I was able to find online, showing information about when she moved to from one city to another. I also, for example, to draw her the buildings or the places that she lived in detail. I was searching for pictures. I was searching for, you know, Google Street View to pick the exact architecture from that place or from that house. So it was made with lots of respect, because I wanted this to be something, you know, when you face a career like the Taylor Swift career, which is, you know, very well built with lots of information and complex creation, you have to approach it with a lot of respect to what is done. So, haven't heard from her. And if she, you know, ends up taking a copy of the book and looking at it, I hope that she likes it, because it was made with lots of, you know, research, respect, and admiration. So that's it.
All right. Some people will want this. Some people won't want it. Is Travis Kelce in this?
So the focus here was like, you know, I focused in drawing about Taylor Swift's life, you know. So there are, you know, lots of celebrities and friends and, you know, people that are part from her life. But this is about her. So I focused in drawing, you know, Taylor Swift in the places where she lived, the places that were important to her, you know, important to her career. So she had her early moments in, you know, Nashville and all the country atmosphere around Nashville. This is drawn in one spread. In another moment in the future, London is an important place. And many places from London, from streets and districts, they actually appear in the lyrics from the Lover album, for example. So I also went deep, like collecting and understanding which places are these and drawing them in the illustration. So that's it. It's an illustration about Taylor Swift. It's a book about Taylor Swift and what she has created. You know, and I think that's it. The focus is on that, okay, and not on other people.
Well, I can tell people that these illustrations are absolutely amazing. There's a million things going on in them. You can pre-order right now on Amazon. It's called Taylor Swift, Unofficial Search and Find Biographies by our guests and illustrated by Gus Moraes. Gus, thank you so much for coming on. Good having you. Congratulations on the book, and let's catch up on your next effort.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick. It was a pleasure talking to you. And, well, I hope people enjoy the book as much as I enjoyed making it. So that's it. Thank you very much, Rick.